Hello, it's Thomas Parker here, recording a podcast on behalf of Belt Up Theatre. I'm delighted to be joined today by the great French acting legend, Mr. Orgon Poquelin.
Hello.
Mr. Poquelin, how are you today?
Not too bad. All's well that ends well, as the doctor says. feeling good. Lost a couple of stone, but apart from that, and a couple of teeth, of course. But apart from that, jolly good.
So, we're coming up to your final ever performance on stage. How does that feel, considering your lengthy and legendary career?
It has been a lengthy career. It has been a legendary career. And I think I'm going to definitely be going out with a bang. I approach the final curtain with trepidation, but a sense of achievement as well. I think what this will achieve for me is really part of a legacy. The end is much like the beginning, in that it is the end of the start of something we've begun, if you follow my drift.
Yes, certainly, yeah. But why end it now?
Indeed, why end it now? Now, when I'm in my prime, as it were. Well, the reasons are twofold. The first is, as I have said, a legacy. I intend, with this final performance, to just, you know, go out with a bang rather than a whimper. I don't want to drift into obscurity like some of my peers, Patrick Stewart, for instance. The other reason is now is the time, a time for the end of things.
Now, your career hasn't been entirely unspeckled. You've been the victim of numerous scandals. Is there one of which is the subject of the performance, the Tartuffe?
Yes.
And this performance has also been speckled with a number of scandals, namely the death of one of your troupe in 2008 at the Edinburgh Fringe.
I think it's important to note that I am the victim of these rumours, and they are rumours, they're not facts. The difference between a rumour and a fact is a rumour is something people believe to be true, but which is not, and a fact is something that is true, which people may or may not believe it to be either.
So you didn't suffocate a mime?
I have never mimed a suffocation.
So why have you chosen the York Theatre Royal to be the venue for your final ever performance, considering your French roots?
My as I was saying about beginnings, one must have a separate end to a beginning, and my beginnings are in France, and like many great Frenchmen, Napoleon, my end will be England.
Your end will be England?
Exactly.
Okay.
York is a wonderful city full of people, and I think they will benefit greatly from my presence here. I think, first of all, the land value will rise. And second of all, they will be able to die with a sense of worth, having had me grace their streets, their cobbled streets, their cloistered alleyways.
Thank you.
Yes.
Just to finish off, it's time for the fun question, which this today has been sent in by Mr. Greg Dyke. He's asked, if you were a bird, what would your feathers look like?
They would be large, like the branches of a willow tree, and they would be gold and red and black, like the colours of autumn.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Mr. Orgon Poquelin.
Goodbye.
And you can catch him in his final ever performance at the York Theatre Royal on the 25th of May at 7:30 p.m. Book your tickets securely online now at www.yorktheatreroyal.co.uk. Thank you very much.